Welcome. This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Pro, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of June of 2023 and our current outlook. Following 10 consecutive rate hikes that increased the Fed funds rate from 0.25% to 5.25%, the Fed left rates unchanged at their June meeting. However, the Fed made it clear that this rate hike pause should not be interpreted as the end of the rate hike cycle. The Fed's updated summary of economic projections, also known as the dot plot, expects an additional 0.5% increase in the Fed funds rate this year. While speaking at the European Central Bank Forum on Central Banking in late June, Fed Chair Jay Powell acknowledged the need for further monetary tightening and noted future consecutive rate hikes remain a possibility. Equity shrugged off the likelihood of additional monetary tightening and focused on a resilient economy. The S&P 500 index rose 6.6% in June and entered bull market territory after rising more than 20% from its October 2022 lows. Much anticipated U.S. recession has failed to materialize. First quarter GDP growth was revised higher to a 2% annual rate from its previously 1.3% projection, with particular strength seen in consumer spending. As of the end of June, the Atlanta Fed GDP Now model is estimating second quarter GDP growth of 2.2%. Economic strength and additional rate hikes have kept bond yields elevated. The two-year Treasury yield rose 0.47% during June and ended the month at 4.87%, a level close to its year-to-date high. The 10-year Treasury yield ended the month at 3.81%. The inversion between the 2 and the 10-year Treasury yield remains near its deepest level since 1981 and has been inverted for over 1 year. Stronger than anticipated U.S. economy has buoyed equity markets. GDP has remained resilient and is tracking higher than originally projected. Artificial intelligence is providing excitement that it will drive productivity and earnings. But there's legitimate concern that equity market returns are too narrow. For instance, the top 10 stocks in the S&P 500 have provided over 95% of the index's return year to date. Strong economic data like GDP, declining headline CPI, low unemployment claims will give the Federal Reserve additional cover to raise rates further. With core PCE remaining elevated, we believe the Fed will raise rates by another 25 basis points at their July meeting. Commodities have provided a contrarian signal to the strong economic data. As of June 30th, the Bloomberg Commodity Index has declined 7.7% year-to-date. Within commodities, oil has fallen over 12%, natural gas 23%, and copper by 2%. When comparing the last 12 months' performance, oil has declined 35%, and iron ore has fallen 16%. Both commodities are important in construction and industrial sectors. Historically, such declines in commodities have pointed to a global economic slowdown. The current commodity slide is led by China's economic struggles in reopening from COVID and Germany's recessionary economy. Time will tell if the U.S. economy can support the global economy from stalling further. Our portfolios have a value tilt. Overall, we remain neutral in our equity allocation based on the labor market, which remains tight. Our neutral positioning allowed us to participate in the markets, but we remain cautious. If equity markets are to move higher for the remainder of this year, we feel a rotation of value and cyclicals will be needed, so we have retained our value tilt. We made no portfolio changes in June and believe fixed income continues to provide a decent risk-reward profile as we look out over the next year. I'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly, and as circumstances change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, I thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.